The state is providing about $18 million for sheriff's offices, a new degree program at ECU, a doctor of education in rural education, and a disappointing night at the Emmys for Indigenous actors and creatives. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, September 16th. I'm Deborah Shar. Sheriff's offices in all 77 counties are getting a cash influx in the coming weeks. A new grant program funded by the legislature and set into action by the Attorney General's office is meant to bridge budget gaps and help free up cash. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Sheriff's offices across the state qualified for grant awards of three different amounts based on their property tax valuations. Those amounts are $150,000, $250,000, or $300,000, with the poorest counties qualifying for the least amount of money. The total distribution adds up to $18 million. That could be for new radio systems, vehicles, uniforms, or one-time stipends for deputies and administrative staff. The money can't be used on pay raises, according to grant stipulations. And while the awards have not been sent yet, the Attorney General says counties and their sheriffs should be getting their agreement forms later this month. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Ada's East Central University is debuting its first doctoral program. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports it's also one of the first of its kind in the nation, focusing on rural education.
Pending approval from its accreditor expected in the coming month, ECU announced it will offer a Doctor of Education in Rural Education. It plans to start enrolling this fall for classes starting in January. Jerry Mihelic is ECU's Dean of Education and Psychology. He says his team is uniquely positioned to understand the particular challenges of rural education, like tight budgets, policy advocacy, and the many hats rural educators often have to wear.
We have what I think is the expertise, because we've lived the experience of being in rural ed and lived in rural communities. And I think we understand the uniqueness that that presents.
The program will be fully online to accommodate working professionals. Courses are offered in 8-week terms, so students have 5 opportunities to enroll throughout the year. The degree ends with an applied dissertation for students to research challenges and solutions in their local communities. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The state is removing vending machines with free Narcan and fentanyl test strips. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health cited several issues for its decision.
A year ago, the department unveiled a project to install vending machines across the state. Now, all of those machines will be taken down by the end of the month. In a press release, Commissioner Ali Friesen said the department will replace them with marketing posters featuring QR codes that will direct people to access points and give information about ordering products by mail. The department says it will continue collaborating with partners to distribute free Narcan and fentanyl test strips. Organization Board President Alex McGowan Rayburn says she's saddened by the vending machine's closures, especially considering the added anonymity that the machines gave. She says the change is, quote, not a failure of harm reduction, but a reminder that mutual aid is the most effective way to reach our neighbors. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Despite a large number of nominations, Indigenous creatives were shut out of this year's Emmy Awards. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi has a recap.
Indigenous representation on the big screen is growing, but that does not mean the Emmy Awards are in the bag for Indigenous talent. The 3-season Oklahoma-based show Reservation Dogs was up for 4 Emmys. Notably, it was nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series and DeFerra Wanatai for Outstanding Lead Actor, but the show and its talent received no awards. The same goes for Indigenous women nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a Limited Series. Neither Killers of the Flower Moon heroine Lily Gladstone nor former boxer Kaylee Reese clinched the award. These Indigenous creatives and shows went home empty-handed. However, the nonprofit Illuminative noted, this is not the end for the careers of these formidable Native talents. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.